is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay.
We want to give away gift certificates to Lion's Choice for outstanding texter of the day, communicator of the day. Lion's Choice text lines 855-282-8255. If you are looking for a great place for lunch, look no further than Lion's Choice, too. They had that new salad out there where they put the fresh turkey, the fresh ham, and, of course, the fresh roast beef on a big salad with some great dressing. It is outstanding. If you don't want to do that, you just want to have the classic roast beef, why not? Been around for 50 years, 25 locations. There's no place like Lion's Choice. I promise you that. Nobody does it better than Lion's Choice, a proud sponsor of the text lines here. Let's see. Jeff Rainford coming up in about 3 or 4 minutes. A couple of texts here. What do you got there?
Seems like Matheny needs to loosen up a little. He's too dang serious. He needs to put out a set lineup on the field and then let them play through slumps. I am sick of seeing a jumbled mix of players on a daily basis. 314.
Well, I don't know. You know, there's certainly reason to disagree with some of Mike Matheny's moves, but you're going to have to play Jed Jerko and Johnny Peralta. You can't have a set lineup every night, okay? And you probably don't want Colton Wong playing against every left-handed pitcher, especially the good ones. So you're going to have to move things around a little bit.
I do feel, though, that the departure of Moss and Holiday will lead to more stability, forced stability.
Yeah. This will definitely, I don't know how many different lineups they had last year. It was an astronomical total, but this team will definitely have fewer lineups this year because basically in the outfield, you're going to be playing those guys, you know, 95% of the time if they stay healthy, right?
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. Boy, that'll be interesting to see what they do with the Jose Martinez, Tommy Pham thing. Will they keep them both? Gut feel, what do you think?
Oof. Again, I mean, I'm not sure what the plan is with Jordan Schaefer. I lean just towards Jose Martinez, probably over Tommy Pham, just because...
Play first base?
He can play first base. But I go back to last year. Pham disappeared in September when Moss was 0-for a lot. So if Pham wasn't trusted to play then, when there was playing opportunity, how can I make the case that there's going to be opportunity for him starting in April?
Yeah.
I also don't think you can make the case that you can, in good conscience, stick Jose Martinez back in Memphis the way he's performing right now. You got to see what the guy can do. He's already spent years and years in the minor leagues. Let's see what he can do as a bench guy and see if he can carve out a role for himself in that way because he's been very successful.
You know, I was talking to Mike Claiborne last night. He said, though, he goes, look, you can't deny what Martinez is doing right now, but he says, let me just say this. Tommy Pham is our best defensive outfielder. He says he is the best defensive outfielder on this team. So he does bring that to the equation. He's just got to hit a little bit, though. Strike out.
I don't disagree with him being very good defensively, but who do you sub out? Are you going to sub out Grichuk in the eighth inning of a game? You're not going to sub out Fowler. You're certainly not going to sub out Piscotty.
Especially with the way he hits at the end of a game.
Right, exactly.
Defense off the bench is not necessarily as important in the outfield this season as it was last season because you had Holiday, who, you know, obviously was a liability, and Moss was just kind of average in left field. And so you really don't have that situation at this point. So I could see where that being his skill is not quite as valuable necessarily off the bench late in games.
All right. A couple of texts here. My friends from Sauce on the Side took over Shula's old location downtown. Have you ever been to a Sauce on the Side?
I haven't, but I've heard good things from multiple people, so I have to try to get down there.
Really good. We have a boss at Channel 5 who has a Sauce on the Side salad almost every day. Yeah, they do great work, especially their salads. We didn't forget to Dierdorf and Hartz. They had a long run. They were outstanding. In fact, that leads us to our title sponsor, Hollywood Casino. The gentleman who ran Dierdorf and Hartz for all those years, who knows how to cook a steak, who knows how to run a restaurant, runs Final Cut Steakhouse. So if you're looking for a great place to have a great steak, how about Final Cut Steakhouse at Hollywood Casino? One of the best steak restaurants in the St. Louis area. I promise you, their lobster bisque is out of sight. All right, let's welcome the former chief of staff of the mayor, now a consultant, Jeff Rainford. Jeff, great to be with you. How are you, sir?
Frank, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Lots to discuss. I think everybody in St. Louis who's a soccer fan is interested in this mayoral situation where Latacruzan wins. Is that good for soccer fans in St. Louis, or does it matter, or is it bad?
Well, I don't think it's bad in the sense that some of the other candidates were openly against soccer, and had they been nominated, would have campaigned against soccer. I don't think we really know, and by the way, I don't speak for Lyda Crewson or her campaign. I'm a big supporter of hers. I think she'll make a great mayor, but I don't speak for her. She was focused like a laser beam on yesterday on winning the election and not on governing. So I don't think we know. I'm pretty sure she probably doesn't know what, if anything, she will do with this campaign coming up with soccer, because she was focused on yesterday, just like I'm pretty sure she hasn't thought about who our public safety director will be and other decisions that she'll make should she ultimately be mayor, which she is very likely to do. So I think rightly so, she was focused on yesterday and winning that. She was successful at that, and so that was obviously a good strategy. So I think the answer to your question is it's certainly not bad. Whether it'll be a major factor or not, I guess we'll have to see.
When does the Mayor Slayer officially leave office?
He'll leave office, I think it's April the 19th. It's that second week, third week in April. He still has another 6 weeks. So certainly during the next 4 weeks between now and April 4th, Frances Lay will be our mayor.
Well, so then she really doesn't play much of a role in whether soccer is coming here, because let's face it, the bottom line is if the vote passes on the stadium April 4th, the MLS is likely going to come here. So Mayor Slay can yield the remaining power he has left to try to get this thing done. And by the way, what can the mayor do to help the cause here? What can he directly do?
Well, really, that's what I was thinking about for Lyda Crewson, who's the Democratic nominee now to be mayor of the city of St. Louis, the first woman mayor of our city. I was, you know, certainly, I think whoever, you know, whatever happens over the next 4 weeks, you know, I would imagine our future mayor, Lyda Crewson, is going to abide by the wishes of the people. What I'm talking about and thinking about is what can be done in the next 4 weeks. This all comes down to the people of the city of St. Louis, and, you know, and how they vote on April 4th. And the mayor is a huge fan of soccer. He's also, as you know, Proposition 1, which is the sales tax for Metrolink, for public safety and for our neighborhoods, is on the ballot along with Proposition 2. And the bulk of this money, $20 million a year, actually goes for light rail and for our neighborhoods. And a much smaller amount from a business tax actually would go to soccer and for minority participation. So I was thinking bully pulpit. You know, when you ask me what does this mean for soccer fans, really the only thing that our Democratic nominee for mayor, Lyda Crewson, could do is campaign for it, and that's exactly what Mayor Slay can do. He's a fan of soccer. He's obviously a big fan of Proposition 1. So, you know, hopefully he'll weigh in on that, and I think with a lot of voters that will matter.
So what exactly is SCSTL going to do here? Because we're inside a month as we speak to try to convince the people. I don't think I've seen a television ad for it or anything. What's going to go on here?
So the most important thing is really, to me, are two aspects of this. And you and I have talked about this before. If you are a fan of soccer, if you have kids who play soccer, you watch professional soccer and amateur soccer, if you used to play soccer, you're going to be a big fan of this, and we already know that. And the amount of enthusiasm among people who call themselves soccer fans, I've never seen anything like it. And so we have to take that energy and turn that into, you know, votes on Election Day in the city of St. Louis. But separate from that, you know, people who aren't soccer fans, we have to tell them what's in it for them and what's in it for our city. And what we're telling people is it's about jobs. This is going to create a lot of jobs, both Proposition 1, you know, Metrolink and investments in our neighborhood, economic development in our neighborhood, and Proposition 2, the multipurpose stadium that will bring us our own MLS team. And so, you know, there are going to be hundreds of jobs created during construction and hundreds of jobs when the stadium opens. But secondly, is really, you know, what this will do for our city. And, you know, we are a soccer city. We are, you know, probably, you know, truth be told, we probably have more people who would call themselves soccer fans than any other city in America. And a lot of those people are younger fans. So what we're telling people is, the second thing is that, you know, this is an amenity that a lot of our kids and grandkids, both our kids who are in high school and grade school, along with young adults, This is the sport of the future. I was in Portland, Oregon recently on business, and the Timbers happened to have a game that night. I was just walking around checking out their downtown. And truth be told, there was the energy outside the stadium there was a younger energy. There were, you know, people came early. They were younger. They stayed later. You know, it wasn't one of these games where they come in from the suburbs in their car, park in the parking lot, go to the game, walk out to the car and drive away. And so it was a different kind of energy. And you know, the lot, you know, obviously soccer is the most popular sport in the world, and it is growing in popularity in America. And that's largely because of the younger fan base. So we're talking to people about that. We're also talking about, though, what this will mean for our community. And this ownership group, this is a lot different than the NFL. MLS wants to be in St. Louis. This ownership group wants to be in St. Louis. That's why they're willing to sign the 30-year lease. No 10-year outs. Remember, the Rams had those 10-year outs. None of that. They're willing to invest millions of dollars in programs for kids, including at-risk and low-income kids. And we know internationally some of the best soccer players in the world are people of color, and there's no reason why that can't happen in our city and can't happen in our country. So those are the kinds of things we're going to talk about with non-soccer fans, is why is this going to be good for them and why is it going to be good for the city? And I, you know, even though I'm probably, truth be told, more of a baseball fan than a soccer fan, I absolutely believe bringing Major League Soccer here will be good for the vibrancy of our city and give a lot more for our kids and our grandkids. And maybe just as importantly, you know, they want us. They want to be here. MLS wants to be here, and this ownership group wants to be here. So we got to get those soccer fans excited and get them turned out to vote. We also have to tell non-soccer fans that this is good for our city.
Okay, you know how to win elections in the city. Is there anything that can be determined from last night with her win and the way the vote actually went that would make you optimistic that this soccer vote is going to win? Are the two not connected at all?
Well, that's something that we're trying to figure out. And, you know, I don't want to get into the you know, boring details, but we did not have, because of the way, you know, only half of the wards have contested elections. So we really don't know the voter turnout by ward or from parts of the city, racially, by age, all that good stuff. That's something that we will analyze. Certainly, there was a younger turnout yesterday than I think was anticipated. And young voters like soccer better than older voters, truth be told. Like I talked about before, it's kind of the sport of the future because younger people really like it. So that would be a positive. The turnout was higher, I think, than people expected. We'll have to try to figure out whether or not that will translate in, a month from now. We had a lot of contested elections yesterday. Half of the aldermen were up for re-election, along with the mayor. A very, very hotly contested mayor's race and a hotly contested race for comptroller. We won't have any of that in April. So they very well could be night and day elections. We certainly are going to analyze yesterday's results and look for that. But I do think that yesterday's vote was, from what I can tell, probably more young people turned out to vote yesterday maybe than some people anticipated in their modeling. And you know, I would view that, again, as a positive because more young people call themselves soccer fans.
And so what exactly will you do? I mean, I know Mr. Edgerly is coming in tomorrow, but are there town halls planned? Are you going door to door? Is there TV ads being bought?
We're doing all of that. We're really trying to take this energy from the soccer community. And it really is amazing, and it's a really fun thing to be part of and a fun thing to see this kind of energy. And it's kind of getting me jazzed up about the idea of bringing soccer here when you see the kind of energy. I was at a speaking engagement the other night in the Shaw neighborhood, which is, you know, down on South Korean area. And there's probably about 75 people from the Shaw neighborhood there. And there were three people there who were soccer fans. And truth be told, they knew more about this and knew more about soccer and kind of filled in some of the blanks than I did. And so this kind of energy we have, so the answer to your question is all of it. We'll have public events. I think there'll be games. There'll be soccer games. There'll be news conferences. And yes, we will be organizing all of these soccer people to go door to door to tell their friends and neighbors why this is a good thing for the city of St. Louis and why it's a good thing for the people of St. Louis. So again, I think our biggest challenge and what we're really focused on a lot primarily is to take this energy, this incredible passion that soccer fans have and spread that passion so that non-soccer fans see how cool this can be and how great this is going to be for our city. And that's really where we're focused. So it's all of the above. We do expect to have rallies. We do expect to have hundreds of people going door to door. We do expect people to be manning phone banks and calling people. We do expect people to be contacting their friends and neighbors and their grandmas and grandpas and all of that. And a lot of what happened yesterday, I think, was a lot of people-to-people contact. And one of the things that, well, you know, the, for instance, the Tashara Jones campaign, I think, did very well is they would be like, okay, we really would like you to contact five of your friends and neighbors and make sure they vote, and they vote for Tashara, and that was very effective. And that would be the kind of thing, obviously, we'd want to do for soccer. So a lot of this ends up being direct contact with voters, calling them, knocking on their doors, talking to them directly, having these conversations, and taking, again, this energy, this incredible passion that people have for this game, and translating that into votes on Election Day on April 4th.
Good stuff. Jeff, we appreciate your time. We'll talk soon. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
All righty. You know, I really do believe that you could make this ad really easy. You buy a 30-second spot on Channel 5, Channel 4, Channel 2, and you air it maybe a week before the election. You show that piece of land with nothing on it, and then you wipe to video in Atlanta. You wipe to video in Orlando, and you say, this could be us in a few years. All you have to do is just vote yes, and it won't cost you a penny. That's all you got to do. I'm not sure. I'm glad they're going door to door. I like the rallies and the press conferences and stuff, but I think that powerful television ad is also a way to go. All right. Let's see. Oh, before we go to break, quick word about one of our great sponsors. And we want to keep these people forever. We want to make them happy. We want you to call Quantum Vision Centers. And you're not just doing it to help us. You're doing it to help yourselves because they are the best at what they do. Dr. Michael Jones has one of the great reputations in the country. Any type of eye needs. Could be cataract surgery. They do about 15,000 cataract procedures a year. Or it could be that laser surgery to get your eyes corrected forever. Are you sick of wearing contact lenses? Are you sick of wearing glasses? Why not have the procedure done? If you or a relative want the best eye care, then you call this number, 797-7384, or IllinoisEye.com/Frank. IllinoisEye.com/Frank. Quantum Vision Centers. We need to show them they're the best at what they do. So give them a call, 314-797-7384. We'll be right back.